Katrina's winds pushed water through the navigational canals and lakes. The waters overtopped the levees and caused extensive flooding in the New Orleans metro area. 1,900 people lost their lives, and the storm accounted for $125 billion in damages. VersaBar's Phil Wilkerson Sr. was personally impacted by the loss of life. His sister-in-law, Sue Lachlan, a Gretna police sergeant, died in the aftermath of Katrina.
Well, you know, she's a lifelong resident of Gretna.
Just 2 months shy of the 10th anniversary of Katrina's wrath across the Gulf of Mexico, a symbolic offshore lift was about to begin. VersaBar's VB-10000 was contracted by an offshore operator to retrieve two platforms that were last seen above water on August 29, 2005. 50 to 75 foot waves from Katrina blasted the West Delta field. Two of the platforms didn't stand a chance. Rigging engineer Matt Kachatorian made a detailed lifting sketch based on information obtained 7 months earlier by an ROV survey of the lift area.
We do a rigging sketch as well as supporting documents.
So ends the decade-long odyssey of just one company, VersaBar, after Katrina. There are thousands of other companies along the Gulf Coast who have their own stories. Each hurricane season, we all know, one storm could be a tragedy or a triumph of the human spirit. For Storm Challenge, I'm Norman Robinson.